Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 23, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Tell. Money deploys gateway solution to Solaris. UK-based fintech Tell. Clarency selects Form 3 for its SWIFT solutions. Clarency has selected Form 3, a cloud-native account-to-account platform, to provide it with direct access to the SWIFT network. Mission Lane expands its partnership with Plaid. Mission Lane has expanded its partnership with the data network Plaid to bring secure open finance solutions to its 2 million-plus customers. Sweetbank partners Immuta and launches the Enterprise Analytics Platform. Sweden-based Sweetbank has partnered with cloud data access control company Immuta to launch the Enterprise Analytics Platform. Juniper Research. Embedded payments wear down card dominance. Juniper Research predicts that embedded finance vendors' global revenue from embedded payments will reach $59 billion in 2027, wearing down card dominance within e-commerce. Equipifi, ACU of Texas enable credit unions to offer BNPL. White-label SaaS company Equipifi has partnered with Associated Credit Union of Texas to enable credit unions on banking cores to provide buy now, pay later, BNPL, services. Ding, Western Union enable international mobile top-up in Canada. International mobile top-up platform Ding has announced a partnership with money transfer service Western Union to enable international mobile top-up in Canada. HitPay teams up with BillEase to enable BNPL for SMEs. Singapore-based online payment gateway HitPay has partnered with BNPL and finance app BillEase to offer card-free installment payment options to customers in the Philippines. Grocerist launches e-commerce fulfillment app. Grocery-specific e-commerce solution built on Shopify, Grocerist, has launched an e-commerce fulfillment app to enable independent grocers to run their own profitable operations. Nuve finalizes $1 and 30 cents BLN acquisition of Paya. Canada-based fintech Nuve has announced the completion of its $1. Theta Ray partners with banking app Tuda. Mexico-based mobile banking app Tuda has chosen Theta Ray's cloud-based AML solution to monitor its transactions in Mexico for financial crime. DZ Bank adds digital currencies to its asset management services. Germany-based asset manager DZ Bank has partnered with Switzerland-based Medico to include digital asset management into its service portfolio. Canada publishes new regulatory guidelines for crypto exchanges. The Canadian Securities Administrators, CSA, has published a notice that introduces new regulations for crypto exchanges seeing registration. Web3 Domain Alliance receives new members. The Web3 Domain Alliance has announced the addition of 51 new members in order to support the development of digital identity technology in Web3. Klarna appears to have finally cracked the US market. Klarna's long-standing ambition to crack the American market appears to be finally coming good, with the U.S. now representing its biggest revenue-generating stream globally. BizChief floats unified programmable ledger to turbocharge payments innovation. A unified programmable ledger could unleash an explosion of innovation in payments and money comparable to the arrival of the smartphone, according to Bank for International Settlements General Manager Augustin Karstens. MasterCard partners Immersfay on Web3 crypto payments. MasterCard has teamed up with Web3 outfit Immersvay to let people in Australia and New Zealand use cryptocurrency directly from their Web3 wallet to make digital, physical and metaverse purchases wherever MasterCard is accepted. Solaris and Tel Money partner for open banking. Tel Money, the fintech that delivers innovative and rapidly deployable open banking services for banks and other account providers, has contracted to integrate its gateway solution into the Solaris platform. Crypto Trade Group criticizes SEC insider trading case. A U.S.-based trade association representing crypto firms has called for the dismissal of an insider trading case brought by the Securities and Exchanges Commission, SEC, arguing that the regulator has unfairly labeled crypto assets as securities. Governance.com awarded ISO 27001 certification. Today, Governance.com announced that it has officially become an ISO 27001 certified company. Discover launches tech website. The card company joined the Linux Foundation and FinTech Open Source Foundation as part of a broader investment into its developer ecosphere. The hidden cost of promo fraud. Promotions play a big role for nearly every retailer to drive customer acquisition as much as retention. But retailers often are. FinTech startup FlexVelop receives 3 million euros. Germany-based fintech startup FlexVelop has announced receiving 3 million euros from institutional investors Seventure Partners, 4Tree Capital, and innovation starter Fonds Hamburg, as well as 4 business angels. Klarna and Schufa launch 6-month pilot project. Sweden-based fintech Klarna has announced starting a 6-month pilot project with Germany-based private credit bureau Schufa so that people can shop online quickly with buy now pay later and be protected against over-indebtedness. Belvo taps open finance to improve bank-to-bank payments in Colombia. Open finance platform Belvo has launched a new solution that aims to improve the user experience offered by merchants and fintechs using Pago Seguros en Linea. BMO Financial and BNP Paribas enter a commercial agreement. BMO Financial and BNP Paribas have announced a commercial agreement and new cross-border framework to enhance coverage and access to a global network. Infuse to deliver prepaid disbursement cards. Finland-based Infuse has signed a contract with the State Treasury of Finland and Kela to deliver a prepaid disbursement card service as a payment alternative to account payments. Idenfi signs partnership agreement with AMLYZE. Lithuania-based identity verification company Idenfi has partnered with SaaS anti-financial crime solutions provider AMLYZE to help SMEs combat financial crime. Finch raises $40 million. Today, we're excited to announce that Finch has raised $40 million in our Series B round, co-led by General Catalyst and Menlo Ventures, with additional investments from QED, Proven, and Altman Capital. Associated Credit Union of Texas teams up with Equipifi on BNPL offering. Equipifi, a white-label SaaS company powering financial institutions with Buy Now, Pay Later, BNPL, announced that a growing number of credit unions on major banking cores can now offer BNPL to their members. Banking Circle launches agency banking service. For institutions seeking rapid access to the euro area, Banking Circle is now offering agency banking and sponsorship using our clearing and settlement connection. Orenda partners Visa on global card issuing platform. Orenda Finance, the no-code, embedded financial service, has signed a global card issuing deal with Visa, the world leader in digital payments. Mexico's TUDA signs for Theta Ray AML Tech. Theta Ray, a leading provider of AI-powered transaction monitoring technology, today announced that TUTA, enabling a digital financial community through its mobile app, has chosen ThetaRay's cloud-based AML solution to monitor its transactions in Mexico for financial crime. JP Morgan restricts staff use of ChatGPT. JP Morgan Chase is restricting employee use of the ChatGPT AI-powered chatbot. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.